We'll start at the end of the parsha. It says in the end, after Bilam gives four times brachas, Vayicharav Bolok, it's Chofdalet Pasuk Yud, Vayisbek Eskapo, Vayimber Bolok El Bilam, Lekoivu Vaykraticho, I took you to course, my soini, my enemies, Vine Berachto Borech Zesholish Peomim, ואתו ברח לך אל מקוים לך run away אמרתי קבל הקבדך מנוחו השם מקובי I promised you a lot of אבל השם doesn't want you to get what's going on ויאמר בילום אל בולק אלוהים אל מלוכך אשר שלחתי אמרתי מיתן לי בולק מול בייסי כסף וזהוב לא יוכל להעביר את פי השם so the Besalei Vishtels what is the Masa Umatni Bolak tells him, listen, I wanted to give you, Hashem doesn't let, what's coming down, what do you want from me? I wanted to give you a lot of covet, but Menoch Hashem. And Bilam tells him, I told you, Malochim, that I can't pass al pi Hashem. Alo yomarti le Malochech, alo yuchal abir es pi Hashem. Pshut ishem mikro, I'm the song, and I nechlam, he didn't mean to argue, he just said, don't get so angry, I told you, just don't get angry. But the pashtus is that he was asking for the money. The argument was, Bilam was asking for the money and the covet. He said, I can't give you. Menach Hashem. And Bilam says, I told you I can't. And he was asking for the money. He was asking for the money. The Pshutish of Mikro maybe he was not. But I said, the Besalevi learns. So the Besalevi learns, the famous Besalevi, he says, if you tell someone, this is the way the Besalevi is, Brisk, if you tell someone, go patch the Rav. The guy says, Chkemisht. Go patch the Rav. Chkemisht. I'll give you $500 if you patch the Rav. Chkemisht. I'll give you $10,000 if you patch the Rav. Chkemisht. I'll give you $5 billion if you patch the Rav. Efshoye. Because the pshat is, Chkemisht. Chkemisht. Everything is a price. If I tell you, push the building, say, Chkemisht. $5 billion, push the building. Chkemisht. This was the machlekes. I said the Salevi in Pshat, Bolak with Bilam. Bolak understood that Bilam said, "Chkenish laver al pi Hashem, chkenish." So if you pay you a lot, you'll do it. Bilam said, "I told you I can't. It will not come out. Hashem will put a chok when he's getting a rois. You're telling to me. I told you I said I chkenish." I said the Salevi. Rabbeinu Adam will say it over. Chom shifun the Salevi, miskarofun the Salevi. Don't give him a machbir. Chkemisht. He said, "Oh, Adam Malaz, Reb Chaim once, they told him to go backwards. He said, show him someone was davening. Reb Chaim said, Chkemisht. There's a van, there's a wall. I can't. It's not a mitzvah, I can't. It's not a mitzvah, Chkemisht. But if I have to, I do. I can't, there's a wall. But I saw in the Sefer, Chavetzeles HaShoren, and Derech, what I'm saying, Pochus Yosef, he says, the Givaldi Kepshat. Givaldik Pshat in the Tzusa de Shmaise. See, Kainim in the Goen. He said, what was the Vikuach? They came to Bilam. They asked him to come to Mekalim. Hashem says, no, don't go. Then they come again. Hashem says, Im Likro Lechora Anoshim, Leichim Oel. What's the Machlik? Before Shimshtel, see in a second the Goen. Zogta Razeh. And what was the ktsitze? I was given the ktsitze from Bais Molech Hesef Vezov. I was given the ktsitze from Bila. We can learn two tzedadim. The ktsitze is and the coursing of Klal Yisrael, or the ktsitze is and to come to Moyov to course. It says like this. The Moshe, a person hires a doctor to Merapa Choyle. He tries and the guy dies. You don't pay the doctor for the operation? He made the heart surgery. He made the operation. I'm all, you know, the operation was successful and the guy died. You don't pay? Pay. What if the guy tells, listen, I'm a Mechayim Meisim. I charge for Mechayim Meisim $10,000. If he's Mechayim Meisim, he gets the money or not. In the beginning, they came and they asked him, Kovali Yisrom Hazeh. He's like, Bilam, Echkenish. Not going, I know it will not happen. Balak sends again, come, don't worry. I'll give you a lot of money. And course for me the arm. Zogdem the Ribbono Shel Olam. Im Likroi Lecho Boyo Anoshim, Leichim Oel. They're paying you for going. Go. And the end of the day, when they tell you, come, I want to pay you for the klole. Chaval to go. Bilo, it will not happen. Aber im Likra lechoa anoshim, leich imoel. You right, a bracha will come. You have to understand, if Bilam was a little bit smart, in the end of the story, he'll just go back home. The whole mistake of Bilam was, he stayed and he gave the Eitzah from Baal Poir. He went to the Kala, Lemais, he said, four brachas, go back. He didn't do something bad, he wanted to do bad, and it never happened. His cheder, he's killed in the end, next parsha is, because in the end he gives the Eitzah of Znus. But, b'pchinas, the story of Bilam, chaval for him to go, he decides to go, and he will get. But Mela, when Balak sends him back, this is what Bilam tells him. I told you I'm not going to be Mekala. But he told me to come anyways. Maybe it will work out. So the Ksitza was for Balak. Mela, you have to pay me. That's the given the Vikuchim. Al Derech them is a remez in the Goyen. The Goyen says, Mamash, he's medakdik the Psukim. Gemara says that, B'derech Shalom Reitzi Leilech Moilichim Oisoi, that after the Osoin stopped, Malach said, "Im likro lechoboy anoshim leichimoy." Pesuk says, "Vayomer Bilam el Malach chatosi lo yodati rabbi inecho shuvo vayomer lechim anoshim efes asher adaboyim chotedaberimoy." So the Gemara Makis the Vilam Udbeis mikan bederech shod amoyitz leich moilichimoy. Frag the Goel. It's already before the Malachim came first time. Hashem said no. They came again. Balak Bilam asked Hashem, "No, it's a go." Bederech shod amoyitz leich moilichimoy. Why Chazal only medayik it in the third time? He goes with the Osain. The Osain stops. He tells the Malach, "You don't want me to go? Let's go." Oh, but Hashem says, "Lech melichim Osain." It already happened. The first time they came, Hashem said no. Then Balak bets. When they came again, they came again. Just let's go. But Hashem says, "Lech melichim Osain." And Chazal only medayik the third time. The Goyen zok lehafli. Zok the Goyen the psukim amedukde kemin choima. So the first pasuk says, "Lo yiseilech imoem." What is imoem? Together with them. The Hainu to mekalel, like they want you to mekalel, you can't go. Im likhoi lechovu anoshim lech itom with the aleph. Go with them, but nish not to be mekalel. Should see them stay also. Then the osin stops. So Bilam says, "Okay, you want me not to go?" Vayem al malach Hashem. Lech im ha'anoshim. Zogt Rashi, im? Bederech shel moitzel leilech moilichim moisoi, vayelech im sori bolok, somach lekal elom kemoiso. Rashi is medayek deim. Somach lekal elom kemoiso. The Goyen says, Chazal medayek, lo yisei lech imoem. And the first time, Hashem said, lech ito. Im likro lecha anoshim, lech imoem. Go with them. There is the derech shel moitzel leilech moilichim moisoi. This is tam ha'amod asa dvorim. One mezach before, I don't want to go back to him, to learn from the parsha. It says in the parsha in the beginning, I heard this word from Meshua, it says, "Vayim amoyu vazikne midyo en ato ilachro hakol eskol sivaseinu kichoy chasher eseir kasode uvolok ben tzipor melech lemoyu v'bayis ahi." So Rashi tells what the pasuk is coming to say. Vayar bolog mitzipos kol asher osa Yisrael lo imayi. Vayar gomor bipnei orom ki ravu. Vayim amor vazik nemidi anate ilachu hakol eskot tzayin chur asher osa yikasode. Ubolog mitzipo melech lemoy b'yisai. So Rashi says, lo yoy roi lemalchus. Vekeven shemei sichoy minu aleim lecerich asher. Nishgiben abreire. So maybe you can mask with the Kepshuta Shel Mikro that he was not Roi Lemalchus, so it's a part of the Tzoros of Moyov. First, V'at Eilachu Asher Eskol Tzivoseinu Unoch Arz Mehovishken Melech. We saw down, we have only Balak. It's a part of the Pasuk is saying the Chisor. Mikol Mekoin says in Chazal that the Osoin stops three times and Bilam hits the Osoin three times, and Hashem is pisach the pe Osoin. V'atoymer lo mozei kisani sholish regolim. Why you hit me sholish regolim? Rashi says romzoloi v'atoylech lekalel umo shechoygeges sholish regolim. So I want be'etzem stam for yidiyah sateira. I think it's a protobachim. We know that al pi sifrei hakabole v'amachshove. The Iker Milchomo Bilam was connected to Shloisha Regolim. Maral has his Zbeirim. This was Be'etzem, the Milchama. I'll say a little bit what says in Sforim, that Be'etzem, Bilam tried to Mekalel three times. That is the fourth time that he has, but Bilam Be'etzem tried. This is what we see Balaam tells him. Balak tells him, L'koi v'vecho v'ata b'rachtonu zeh sholish pe'omim. Everything is around the tree. The osan stops three times. Lomo yikisani zeh sholish regolim. Ata oylech lekalel umo shechigege sholish regolim. And they say it's merumas. And the first klola that becomes to a broche, and Chazal tell us, we learn from the klola the broche. The first broche is, ויוסם השם דובו בפיו הנעם לבדוד ישכונו וגויים לא ישחשוב. הנעם לבדוד ישכונו וגויים לא ישחשוב. This is Pesach. כלל ישראל הנפרד מכל אומס העולם, הוא ידיפן בחרתונו גאלתונו עם לבדוד ישכון. The second time he goes to the second broche. What is the second broche? Lohivit oven beYakov veLeRaomal beYisrael Hashem Elokov imoy usru asmelach boy Hashem miSinai bo veYifia beRuvois Goydesh. This is Shvuas, true asmelach boy. The third klala is, he goes again, Matoy veYalecho Yaakov Mishkenisecho Yisrael. Chazal say this is Botek Nesias Botek Medroshes. This is Be'etzem Sukkos, the time of Klal Yisrael, Achoygeg, and the Mishkan of Hashem. Not only that, till the Pesuk finishes, V'yori Ma'agag Malchusoi. This is Lo Silo V'milchem Yisrael Gumagog, that will happen in Sukkos. So these are Be'etzem the three klolas connected to Shloish HaRegolim. But there's a lot of Hesberim. What is the Milchoma of the Shloish HaRegolim? But again, it's not what we're going to speak about. It's time to understand. We have to understand the Umo Israelis is Giboy that we go three times to the Beis Hamikdash, Shmokem Ashroas Hashchina, in the Sholesh Regolim. This is Vaisto, is the building of Klal Yisrael. Sholesh Poim Hashono Yiroi Kol Zchucho Es Me Hashem Elikecho. This is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam Shtol the Shaychus of Klal Yisrael. And this is the Maile of Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan was with us the whole time. When Eretz Yisrael, three times a year we come to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Be'etzem, dear Bilam was trying Be'etzem to put the shter and connect the sholosh. You know, obviously the shloisha kisa she sholosh raglaim. This is the musig of the shloisha that is machzik. Is machzik klal Yisrael. This was the whole thing, and this is what Rashi Be'etzem says. Sherom zaloi v'atoilech lekal el umo shechigege sholosh regolim. This is the dvorim, again, the amukim and the tzura that they come out and the dvorim apshutim. The Shem Shmuel brings down from the Kotzke Rebbe of old, and it's Masberet, and will be Moisef a little bit Neufach, says like this, but what is the pshat that she told him, V'atoilech lekal el umo shechigeges sholesh regolim? So he says like this, you say that word. The mitzvah saliyah l'regel, b'yesoido, is one of the hardest mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael had to do. Why? First, you had to leave your house, your comfortable house, to come to Yerushalayim, to Dreitzach Dorn. In the old days, there was no cars. It was a big oil to walk in the heat. 15 days. More from that. You had to leave all of your property, your goods, to hope that no one will steal it. Side the going from outside, some the going my neighbors. Till it was Mamashapacha, there was no cell phones, there was no companies. I mean, all the Yidden had to be Eilil HaRegel. I'm sure some people stayed there. Everyone was Eilil HaRegel. Till Hashem gave a special posuk, V'lo yachmoy dishes arzecho be'alo yischo l'roes es m'nei Hashem alegecho. Because on them, we need aftochen for the Ribbono Shel Olam. On them, you can't leave. Chazal say a story, I'm sure you read when you were kids. Chazal say there was a Goyim were neighbors of the Yidden, and they were hoping to steal B'shaz the Regel, and the Malachim came and looked like the people that are living there. When they came back, they said, well, you never left. Chazal tells us all different stories of snakes, all different Chazalim, how the Goyim really wanted to steal. So people had to leave. You have to understand also, today, you know, you have the watering, you know, watering system, as that, the drippers, they call it. Amomish Given, they had to leave the fields. Everything was geboyed on the fields. Some people left it for a month. There's no system. So behind the system, they had to leave everything. But that's the Given the mitzvah. So weit, so die Kotzke Rebbe, die Gemara says, in Pesachim, daf Ches, mi she'en lo ikar kapoto me aliyah l'regel. Because the chesed of the mitzvah is to leave and to go up. And don't just get kark, I'm like, come, Yishalem Aleichem. Big day, you came, I mean, you're homeless anyway, you came to Yerushalayim. I'm about to talk. Chochm is, you have everything and you come to Yerushalayim. Mi she'en lo ikar kapoto me aliyah l'regel. That's the mahus of the mitzvah. Zag ter, so you will sure you'll come to Yerushalayim, you'll see sad people, nervous people, itchy people waiting to run back, all upset, and you came with klali soil. Ashley ayin roaso ditzas rigleim. We say you came yom kippurim. Uma shechoy geges shalosh regalim. Uma shechoy geges shalosh regalim. This was klali soil. Not only they did the mitzvah, this was the happiest time to lead everything to people to Ribbono of Shalom. There was samech that they could leave the gashmias tosa the shpit. The Hefech HaGomor is two shlovim for the Hefech. One shlov for the Hefech is not to be so excited to do a mitzvah. And the worst shlov is to be upset to do a mitzvah. This is the lower madrega. Is to be excited to do a mitzvah even if it's hard. Or when it's hard, to be kvetching and upset. To be kvetching and upset. These are the two madregas. Bilam HaRosha also wanted dveikis in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was a Novi. Hashem Chazal say, Hashem gave a novi to Klal Yisrael to the goyim. Aber the kesef is off and the back is more lech. This was him mesogit, you know. Close to Hashem, but a house full of money. This is what he thinks about. What's coming on? The goy is a goyim. What he will do with a back is more kesef. What's vila, yeah? My element is he's going to die there. He knows it's no netzach. He wants a house full of money. And covered. But Bilam told him, covered. Everyone knows what is covered, yeah? He couldn't help himself. He knows it's wrong. He's going to ask Hashem. He wants, Hashem will say yes. But he knows if Hashem says no, he's not going. He's torn in between his timers. Chazal say, he can't help himself. Yeah? He has to go home early. He can't help himself. He knows it's wrong, but he can't help himself. Yeah? His gemara closes 10:30. Yeah? He can't help himself. He knows it's wrong, but there's nothing more to do when he leaves the mismanage. But he can't help himself. Gunk. The Osun is trying to stop him. What do you have to tell the Osun? Yishalkech! Yishalkech! I want to do Rotzon Hashem, I have a mafrim. Okay, you're trying to stop me. Oh no, I'll manage, oh no, I'll not manage. Oh, but Yishalkech! Bilam! You're upset! When someone is trying to help you to do the Rotzon Hashem. Not only you're not happy, we're trying to help you and you're upset. You mamish in the opposite madrege. V'ato oylech lekalel umo shechogege sholosh regalim. Look the difference. Klal Yisrael, when it's hard, they're excited. They're excited. The umo shechogege sholosh regalim. Umo shechogege sholosh regalim. And you, not only not happy. When it's a mafrim, you're the opposite. I said, oh, last week, Nagia to us, the Chazanish, someone read a Shidduch, Talmidim of the Chazanish. The Chazanish said no, they read it again, Chazanish said no, they told the Chazanish, they spoke to this maidel, she's masking to be my son Nefesh the Torah, Chazan will learn day and night, she will be in the Parnassah, Chazanish said no. But the Chazanish, but why? She said she's masking to be my son Nefesh, she could come home 12 o'clock, she will help him to learn, she'll take care of the Parnassah. Chazanish said, I don't need someone that is my son Nefesh the Torah. I need someone that she's excited that her husband will learn Torah. She's happy that he's learning. She's upset if he comes home early. She's upset if he will want to work and she can relax. She wants. And she's masking to my son Nefesh. Oh, if you my son Nefesh. Oh, if you my son Nefesh. We said over already, Apo Mal, the Maisim, the Moshe, the Baron, everyone says different people. What is the Yidden that came to Klal Yisrael, to America? You know, they worked the whole week. Friday, they were told, if you don't come Saturday, don't come Sunday, Monday. And they lost their job. So there was a person in Sukkos that decorated Sukkos to get like a red ticket goodbye. He had a decoration of 250 colors that he got on the sukkah. This is a decoration from all different companies. He had mamash. Someone told me that he saw that a picture of that sukkah. See it? And most of these kids, of these people, a lot of them, went off the dalek. They asked Moshe, Ayala Aladas, people make some nefesh for Shabbos, the kids are mechavle Shabbos. And Moshe said, I'll tell you. When they came back home, they said, Oy, it's Shvel to Zayin Ayid. Shvel to keep Shabbos in America. Shvel to keep Shabbos in America. The kid heard that it's Shvel, he doesn't want to do it. He wants to be life. The father would come home, Baruch Hashem, Nuchan Yisrael Chan Shabbos. Ashrein Udaam, Mekayim Shabbos. Oh, Nuchan when I was passing. My mother told me, when I was 6 years in Siberia, she was keeping Torah mitzvahs. She told me she feels she's the richest person in the world that she was Siberian. She said she only thinks on herself. If she's just living in America all of her life, what she will have inside her, what she will tell me. What I would have to tell my aniklach. I was an American girl. I can tell him, I sat 6 years. Matzah, Lila Seder, we were Moshe Nefesh for months to get to the Matzah. Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos every week, and we have Michal Shabbos. Oh, I feel so rich. Ashreinu! Not, oi, you know, I had a hard life. I had a hard child life. I had the nicest child life. This is Ashreinu. This is the argosha of a person has to feel. Once was a yid called me up, a cousin of mine. It was Shushan Purim by us. He called me crying. He was in Chicago. He called me crying. I also was just, you know, we just came back from Shiro. It was 2 o'clock, my night, 3 o'clock. He was Motsi Purim. I asked, what happened? He says he was a little bit high in Purim. He gave out all of his money. Mistake. Every person, he didn't realize, he was writing checks. Now he's sitting with his wife. There's nothing left. Everything is given out. Doesn't know what to do. So I told him, I'll tell you. You gave already all your money for tzedakah. It's nothing more to do. You can't get it back now. Says, what is one option? He says, now, listen, he gave all of his money to tzedakah. I will make it to be upset now. To be tayal arishon. He says, he will lose the tzedakah. So he's putting now hours with soldiers to make you upset. But if you will decide, I did it, I'm not tayal arishon. Hashem wanted it. Give all the that I gave tzedakah. Give all the that it happened. Now the tzedakah wants you not to be chayegas. Be chayegas. Take out the wine, take a lechayim. He called me the other Purim. Hashem paid him back, kiflayim. Everything what he lost, he got, and he had double for the next Purim. But this is the kerach of the Yitzhar. This is the kerach of the Yitzhar. Am Yisrael is umma shechigeges sholesh regolim. The magim medubna has a gewaltig gewalt in unsere parsha. Lo hibit ovel be Yaakov ve lo ra'omal be Yisrael. Shem lekov ve mori shuas melech boi. It says in the Novi, says the marshal, the famous marshal, the Magid Dubna says, a person came, a big rich person, had suitcases full with a lot of money, bills, shtoras. Today they call it $100 bills. Two suitcases full with that. The kids are, and the way, kids, he comes to him. You have, you know, the guy that schleps the suitcases. He tells the guy to take the suitcases up. The guy comes back, he gives him the $10. The guy says, $10? Look at me. The guy was soaking wet. Dripping. He says, these two heavy suitcases, you know what? I had to take every one of them separately on my back. I had to get two guys to help me to push it up. You give me $10? Not less than $500. The guy said, give me back the $10. He said, these suitcases were not mine. Mine's were light. You took someone else's suitcases. I don't have to pay you at all. Mine had a couple bills inside. You took someone else's. I don't have to pay for it. Ki yogato bi Yisrael lo isi karosa Yaakov, zog the Novi. Zog the Magi Medubna, if you feel it's hard for you, you're not in the right road. It's not hard. You're not learning kumash tzorich. You're not doing the right job. It's not hard. It's exciting. This is what Bela Marosha says. Lo yiro amal bi Yisrael. Yisruas melech boi. Umo shechoy geges sholosh hakoi. Zog them also in Tzubilo Marosho. Umo shechoy geges sholosh regolim, you can't start up with. If a person is mashlish inside himself, choy geges. How about you have hard days? It's givaldik. I said it a couple times. It's Nagia Leinian. The kid came crying. Yes. Menachem. Yeah, Rebbe, he's crying. He can't chop a blood Gemara. It's hard for him. He can't chop. So, by the way, I'm so jealous of you. He said, I was born with a golden spoon in my hand. Bal Kishren, love learning. Rebbe Shem Mishpoche, everything what I need. It was never hard for me. You, it's hard. So one day that you learn Torah is like 100 of days of mine. And 3 days you did a year. I'm waiting that I will have a hard day. I'm waiting for a hard day. I'm waiting for this hard day. I'm waiting for a hard day. Shalosh Regoli was Mushrash and Klali Soil. Bris Mila. You have to look at the mitzvah, what's coming to you? You have to check with the kid. Look how Klal Yisrael put it inside. The most excited, if a person doesn't have a bris, he has a girl, he's very upset. You have to be, you know, the whole world, bris mila is the worst thing. Chazal say when Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, what he did? Choytech oilas v'zorkim klapim alo. Klal Yisrael, look what he did, they cut the little kids. He thought it's a joke. Like, what's choytech oilas? We're so excited. Like, what Amalek is throwing us all this? Big deal. Yeah. They were mevaz the Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael managed to influence inside them that, like, when someone tells you that Bris Mila is something not exciting, it even doesn't talk to you. Because Klal Yisrael, well, mashrish, it hurts, it's givali that it hurts to the kid. No one is trying to think about drops, man, to make the kid not to hurt, yeah? Zach came out this last couple of weeks, yeah? So no Zach said it, but. The Rabbanim have to decide, the Aloha the Kishayla, I'm not going into the Shayla. No one was looking for Eitzes in Klal Yisrael. Why? It's mushrish like that. If a person will be mashrish himself, the heart is not a reason for bad. It's not a reason for bad. Shem Yishmuel says, you know how you know where the person is holding, he says? He says, if the person does mitzvahs, but he has a mafriya, that doesn't let him to learn, and he's excited that he has a mafriya, he's in the wrong road. Someone is sick, can't come to yeshiva. He's so upset. The week finishes, he's so upset. This man finishes, terrible upset. If he feels that he's excited, it means he is not interested in Lassan Hashem. He has to work on himself. Shem Yishmuel in unsere Parsha. I want to tell you, it's not stam, it's for him that the Parsha is Meram is the week. Das ist Shivos on Betamuz. Spoken about it. Yes, I just want to tell you, the vote from the Maharsha. Maharsha says that Be'etzim, we're starting now a group of days that will finish in Simchas Teira, Be'ez Hashem. We have 21 days from Shivosa Betamuz till Tisha B'Av, and 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Teira. Zog the Maharsha, Shivosa Betamuz was the day, Be'etzim, we have to know, Shivosa Betamuz is the most elike day in Klal Yisrael. What is the system? Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he gave us the Teira in Shavuos, we came for 49 days in Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up in Mochas Shavuos for 40 days, and he had to come down with Teira Shebe'al Peh. Shtel tzach tzu what we do for Shavuos, that's Teira Shebe'ksav. Shtel tzach tzu what we will do for Teira Shebe'al Peh. Ki chag la'ashem mochor. Aaron says, ki chag la'ashem mochor, he means take. It was a huge yontif have to be, the biggest of ever. This was the chag la'ashem mochor. We will not zoichem. Hopefully, maybe Bez Hashem this year will be the Mashiach will come in, and we'll have you this week, Yom Shlishi, Chag LaHashem Mocho. It's the biggest day for Klal Yisrael, it's Chag LaHashem Mocho. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, and he sees Klal Yisrael dancing for the eagle. Ve'yaris ha'egel v'amecholus. So he drops the luchas. Sponer explains, he saw that the eagle v'amecholus. What was the mecholus? They were happy to do bad. It turned out to be bad, and they were excited. He was happy to do bad. He was happy to do bad. It started to go down and down till Yom Kippur. What happened? They were sad to be good. First, they were happy. A lot of people watching. He sits and learns. But he's happy to do bad. He's happy for Minas Man. Yeah? He's happy to do bad. He's not a Schlechter, but he's happy. There's another Madrega of a guy, he doesn't want Yom Kippur. He doesn't want Rosh Hashanah. This is even people that are happy to do bad, they're not upset about Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. As a Madrega Klal Yisrael were upset for Teira Mitzvahs. So it started Shavuos on Betamuz and till Tishbav. And this is we start to be mitzvah, the Aveiros. Hashem is taking away the Simcha from us. Until we start to cry, Tishbav, this is the punishment, Tchitim Tchir Shel Chinam, Tivku Tchir Lederes. What is the Tikkun? Rosh Hashanah. We start to cry. Shoshana is Yom HaPchi, it says in the Pasuk, Al Tivku Ayom Kikel Muzichem, we know the Shaitin said, B'Sheirish Mishayin Abayichi Bayom Ma'elu, Nishmosu Leom the Bar Sinai, the Sheikh or Zivava. We start to cry that we're not good. It's the opposite from the last Madrega. And we do tshuva and tshuva till we get so excited, Simchas Teire. We're happy to do the Teire. We go back to Chag LaHashem Baruch Hu. Tomorrow Shabbos Meramez, Adem Chorev Yitches, this is the Yosei Dvorim. Then we're starting a Tkufa now. If the Oynesh, and Keneged them is the Tikkun. This is 21 and this is 21. I know you will ask me that Be'etzem, Moshe Shana Diyom Kippur, Simchas Teire is 22. But you know, Tishba was also Be'etzem Be'yud Be'ov. The Iker slave of the Bais. We just do it with Be'etzem because it started. So where it started. What was the title of Shivos of Betamos? And this week, Klal Yisrael was the opposite from Umo Shechoygeges Shalash Hagolim. We switched our Chogeges. We were happy to do bad. This was the opposite. It's from Alibol that it's the Ma'iris in the same time. This is the Ma'iris. Be'etzem, this is the Tikkun. When these days come, we started 3 weeks. The Tikkun of the Chet. That we want to be Zoricha, Chag LaHashem Mocho. But this is Simchas Teire, it's connected to Chag LaHashem Mocho. It's a Simcha in the Teire, Be'etzem. It's Mamesh Dvorim Mechuvonim. If we want to be Zoricha, Chag LaHashem Mocho, to be excited. To be Sameach. Oy, I didn't have a Meir. I'm going to have a Meir in Givaldik. Achitzein is Meiras is Apnimius. Achitzein is Meiras is Apnimius. What is the Raya Bris Mila? Bris Mila, where did the Gemara start it? Mr. Shemos and Afshan, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? You see, Klal Yisrael, if you decide that it's the nicest thing, say it is the nicest thing. If you decide that every hour of learning is the Bris Mila, you'll also be excited. Everyone says, oh, yeah, Bris Mila is expensive. Oh, yeah. No, nothing. Kiddush doesn't cost, a Bris cost. So why to be excited? But you want to be excited. And it's okay, I want a boy, you'll say. So why you want to have a Bidna Ben? Also cost you a little bit of money. Because we want a little bit of mitzvahs. It's never a cheshbon. Yerushalayim will be mashish. Umo shechogeges shalosh regolim. And dear Bilam will try to mekalkel. These regolim, Klal Yisrael doing besimcha, this is what the Osim told him. You will never be mitzvah. Shabbos.